This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to get a lot of the Bernie Sanders voters because one thing we had...
Okay, welcome, welcome to The Reality Check with Charles Butler. I hope you had a great 4th of July. You know, my 4th of July was outstanding, just outstanding. Hope you all had a great, great day. You know, the interesting thing about 4th of July, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, is that the founders decided on July 2nd, that they would have a Declaration of Independence. It's written in 2 days by Thomas Jefferson, and they reviewed it and accepted it the 4th of July. They didn't actually sign it, as we have been taught in school that the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th. It wasn't signed until August 2nd. So those are 4 days in history. 4 days in history that we have to redefine. July 2nd, when the Congress got together and decided that they would look at the Declaration. July 4th, it was written and accepted by the Congress in August 2nd of 1776, when it was signed and signed by our founding fathers, found by our fathers, the founding fathers. Amazing, amazing. So you know how history gets distorted. I tell you. Anyway, hey, speaking of history distorted and history repeated, Donald Trump is pushing for these Hillary or Bernie voters who are going to vote for Trump. Kind of reminds me of the Reagan Democrats. But let's listen to Donald as he tries to go after these Bernie Democrats over the summer. I mean, over the weekend.
I think we're going to get a lot of the Bernie Sanders voters, because one thing we had in common, and it's not a lot, but he knew that trade deals were terrible. And I know that trade deals are terrible. The difference is I can fix the trade deals and make them phenomenal.
Well, I actually don't think it's about his delivery at all. It's about the substance and then the fact that he's not Hillary Clinton.
Now, this was a former Bernie supporter who is now voting for Trump because he's like, never Hillary. I mean, there are people out there who really detest Hillary Clinton. You know, she is truly, like Barack Obama, a media creation. And let me say this, folks. You know,
I'm firmly in the never Hillary bandwagon. That's part of the reason that I supported Bernie Sanders during the Democratic primary. I don't perfectly align with him on every issue. I'm a Reagan Democrat. I'm a moderate Democrat. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what this election is really about. I think it's substance, not delivery and style. When you talk.
Wow. Substance, not delivery and style. They keep trying to, well, Donald Trump, he's just so mean. Donald Trump, he says that he hates Mexicans and he hates Muslims and he hates blacks and he hates Hispanics and he hates Asians. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, people lie. And I tell you this, you know when you're telling the truth when Democrats put the IRS on you. You know that you're telling the truth. You know that you're on to something. So, folks, I think that I'm on to something because, you know, the bottom line here is we need to defeat Hillary Clinton. We need to put Donald Trump in the White House. We need to roll these Democratic sycophants who work for the IRS and for other agencies who try to do the Democrats dirty work What's her name? Lois I can't come up with her last name right now. Lois Lohman or something like that. Lois Lohman. She was obvious that she held up the 501c3s for Tea Party folks, and they still let this woman off with her pension. She needs to be in jail. You're talking about an abuse of power in government. Alex Jones talks about it. Hannity touches on it somewhat, but nobody else wants to deal with it because they're all afraid of the power of the government. They can come at you and they can destroy you. This is our government run by socialist Democrats who don't like God, are very anti-God. It's incredible. Oh, well, we have to have transgenders in the military. These people are psychologically imbalanced. Absolutely asinine. And nobody's speaking out. Psychologists are going, oh, my God. You know, I just can't believe that, you know, they want transgenders in the military. These people, they need mental help. You know, it is absolutely incredible. But you have a homosexual in the White House who's pushing this agenda, a bisexual. It's unconscionable and it's immoral. Totally. So let's get on with these Bernie followers for Trump.
Can't just look at somebody and say that they're a Muslim, and nor would you want to just eliminate that type of immigration just because somebody is part of a particular religion. I think that instead what he actually meant and what he misarticulated the first time with that specific issue was that we were going to prevent people from migrating to the United States from terrorist hotbeds. That's what he should have actually said. That's what he's saying now.
Yeah, that's what he's saying now. I mean, you know, that's what he meant, and people knew that. And he kept saying, you know, hey, we got people from Syria coming in here who are not vetted, and we need to stop that. So now he, you know, fine-tuned it, honed in a little bit, and that's a great thing. Now, Sunday, Hillary surrogates went out and tried to defend her meeting with the FBI over the weekend for 3.5 hours. And let me just say this. This was not a let's get to know Hillary. This was not a, hey, Hillary, how you doing kind of meeting. They want to see if Hillary's going to perjure herself. We don't know what the FBI has. She doesn't either. And she's constantly contradicts herself. So we'll see if she perjures herself and, more importantly, if the FBI calls her on it. But this is a former FBI assistant director. Who's been on my show, by the way, Steve Pomerantz, and he says the same thing. You know, he was the first one to explain to my audience that there is no such thing as a security review. It's a criminal investigation. He said that to us, and he went on TV and said that. So let's listen to what he has to say about Hillary Clinton's visit to the FBI over the weekend.
I think the first thing to remember is this is not a picnic. This is an adversarial process. She is the main subject, we believe, with good reason, of a criminal investigation. You're exactly right. They can call it whatever they will. It's a criminal investigation. She is the main subject of that investigation. And this interview, interrogation, if you will, is the culmination of that lengthy investigation. They, the agents who are going to conduct this interview, have prepared for weeks, if not months, and have a list of questions very long to ask her. It's an adversarial process. They're looking for information, they're looking for the truth, and they're looking to get the questions answered that they have. So this is what's going on at FBI headquarters and has gone on for 3.5 hours. It's a difficult process, and these agents, excuse the terminology, but they want to sweat her. They want to get her under pressure, and they want to get answers to tough questions that they have.
Wow. Doesn't sound like what they told us on TV. Oh, she just met with the FBI for 3.5 hours. And, you know, it was great. It was wonderful. You know, Hillary, you know, she has her security review with the FBI. And they just want to hear her side of the security review. Wow. What a crock. You can't believe anything you see or hear in mainstream media. You can only believe about 20% of it. But anyway, Steve Pomerantz goes on to say this about the meetings with Hillary and in the FBI.
Worst thing that she can do from her own perspective and from her attorney's perspective is to lie to them. That's the worst thing. We've talked about other cases where people have gone to jail, not for the underlying offenses that were under investigation necessarily, but because of the way they conducted themselves during the investigation.
Wow, like the most famous is, God, her name just faded on me, but she's the house
either obstructing witness
the house chick. She went to jail. I'm trying to think of her name, and they tried to trump her up as a hero. She was jailed for lying to the FBI. I see her face just like it was yesterday. Jail for lying to the FBI. Anyway, I want to bring on my good buddy JD if we can. Hey JD, how you doing?
Good morning, Charles. Great.
Lois Lerner
was the gal you were reaching out for.
Yeah, but the woman who lied to the FBI and just went to the FBI I see her face.
When did that happen?
I see her face. She was jailed for lying to the FBI. Her name is...
When did that happen?
About 3 years ago.
And she was a House of Representatives?
No, she was... She's a house mongrel. She does the homemaking, the recipes.
Oh, and Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart, yeah. Martha Stewart went to jail for lying to the FBI.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the underlying piece of this.
Let me ask you a question regarding this. I think I'm right, but I can't recall. Isn't it even if you inadvertently, mistakenly... reveal or put in harm's way top secret information, it's a crime, even if you had no intent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they keep trying to say it's intent. That's not part of the language. They keep saying, well, you have to, and the media all weekend long, they said, well, it's the, like, I have a clip from a lady, and that's why I need to get back to my clips. This lady, she just blatantly lies, whether intentionally or unintentionally. She's on television, and she doesn't have her facts right, and she's with MSNBC, and so MSNBC goes out and they give their listeners false information. This lady, Ann Gearman, listen to this crap.
Well, I mean, technically it's voluntary because she offered to do it, and she...
That's the meeting with the FBI. She says technically it's voluntary.
...was not under subpoena. The FBI, of course, could have arranged a subpoena at any time if they felt that they weren't getting the cooperation from her or from others in her campaign that they wanted. But if from the campaign's perspective, and really from potentially for any untruths...
Well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to play the part that you were talking about, JD, about intent. And this chick is saying, well, she didn't intentionally. It has nothing to do with intent. She did what she did. She broke the law. She needs to go to damn jail. Anyway, we'll be back. The Reality Check with Charles Butler.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Reality Check. Charles Butler, we're here talking about the intent of Hillary Clinton to hide emails or misuse or mishandle classified information. Intent is not part of the deal. Intent's not part of it. It's not part of the language. It's not part of the law. And the media keeps trying to sell us, as Hillary Clinton is, that she didn't intend to mishandle information. So here we go. This is Ann Gearman, who works for Washington Post. This is what she had to say about intent, since J.D. brought it up.
So real quickly, I'm curious if you're hearing anything along the lines that she is not expected to face charges. There is one report out there. Have you seen more than that?
Well, for a long time now, our reporting at the Post has suggested it's unlikely, and that has more to do with the nature of the case and the precedents that were set by the David Petraeus case, principally and a few others in the past, than it has to do with the particulars of this being a campaign year and she being a candidate. It's very, very difficult to prove in any case that the mishandling of classified information was a willful act, and that's part of what the statute here goes to. You have to have mishandled the information so badly, so recklessly, and with an apparent disregard for its proper handling, that to open yourself up to the worst of the prosecution that's possible here. That just on its face seems unlikely, given what we already know about the way information was handled. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know everything right. The FBI has. Well, I mean, technically, it's voluntary because.
You know, there we go. You know, it's intent. She talks about intent. That's not part of the law. It's not part of the law. Intent is not part of the law. So, you know, again, the Clintons think they are above the law. And, you know, I looked at a fact check that the Washington Post had done, and it's really interesting. They talk about how they had done this fact check over the last few weeks, and they started out with March 15th of last year, of 2015, and they talk about how they compiled an extensive timeline concerning government rules and regulations on the issue of private emails, accounts, and Clinton's actions. So, this timeline shows that before Clinton became secretary, the State Department made clear that certain email records should be retained and that official communication systems were preferred. During Clinton's term as secretary, though, regulations were tightened concerning the preservation of email records and concerns that were raised about the use of personal email accounts for official business. Now, this is not just official business. This is the Secretary of State who has access to all of our diplomatic correspondence. This is just not some government worker using Gmail to say, hey, you know, John, I'm down the street at Starbucks and I can't get to that report. This is a woman who's transmitting the most sensitive diplomatic information that the country has over a server that's not secured that anyone can hack. I mean, and the media is not pointing on, and it's not talking about this, but they say the legal requirement to immediately preserve emails from non-government is not made mandatory until nearly 2 years after she stepped down. Mandatory or not, the regulations were there about that she and the recommendations from the State Department said she should have been using state.gov. Her Inspector General, I think, has the most scathing condemnation of Hillary Clinton's use of emails and her violation of confidentiality and intelligence data. I think that it, JD?
Yes.
You're making noises coming through the mic.
Sorry.
Yeah. So do you have a comment here?
Yes, I do. I have two questions. If Hillary is indicted, can Obama pardon her before she is convicted?
Yes.
And do you think by him going out on the campaign trail tomorrow with her that he is saying that she is not going to be indicted by Loretta Lynch because he won't approve it?
Yes.
Well, that answers my questions very clearly.
Yes, I think the fix is in. When Bill Clinton met with her on the tarmac, when he met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, that confirmed to me that the fix was in, that they already knew that she was not going to be indicted.
What a mess.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, but, you know, I mean, it's only the Clintons, and it is not going to work. I don't think it's going to fly with the American people. Hey, look, we'll be right back. We're going to come back with Tony Heller, better known as Steve Goddard, to talk a little bit about climate change and how that's an issue or not an issue for some in the campaign. We'll be right back.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Okay, welcome back to The Reality Check with Charles Butler, and we are broadcasting live, streaming live here at Genesis Communication Network. Folks, there is a golf tournament coming up that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later here in the Chicagoland area for a great, great cause. I'll tell you about it as soon as we come back, but right now I want to bring on my good friend, Steve Goddard, who writes under the ghost name Steve Goddard. His name is Tony Heller. And Tony and I have been talking about climate change. climate change, and you know, this has become an issue that's a non-issue for the campaign, and folks are saying, "Well, wait a minute." The Guardian went out and did a survey. They call it an outreach or call out, and they said that they're very upset, that the young folks are very upset that the climate change issue is missing from the, I mean, these people really believe that climate change is going on. This is the headline from this article. The article is in The Guardian. You go to theguardian.com. It says, Voices of America, climate change, the missing issue of the 2016 campaign. The Guardian U.S. survey reveals anger of voters as the election year debates fail to deal with concerns over the gathering global disaster. Tony, what do you have to say to that?
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on. Well, I've got a lot to say about it. you know, back in the 1970s, pretty much every government agency and the CIA and the press was talking about a different global climate disaster, which is global cooling. There were warnings going out constantly that, you know, the Earth had experienced about 40 years of global cooling, that it was going to get worse. It was causing hurricanes and tornadoes and floods. The Arctic ice cap was expanding.
I remember Iceland, that.
Yeah, Iceland's ports were getting block-logged with ice for the first time in 400 years, and that we needed to do something about it. Scientists were saying that we need to do things like put soot on the Arctic ice cap to melt it in order to stop this global cooling disaster. So if you trace these newspapers like the New York Times going back to the 1850s, you can see they've alternated between screaming about how global warming was going to kill us all and then global cooling was going to kill us all. And so it's sort of cyclical. It has a lot to do with the current status of the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation, which is an Atlantic Ocean current, which shifts about it goes through about a 60-year cycle of warming and cooling. Mm-hmm. And every time it starts warming, the Arctic starts melting, they scream that we're all going to drown, the glaciers are all going to melt. There was lots of articles in the 1930s, 1940s, and 1950s about the glaciers in Greenland melting, sea level rising, mm-hmm. Arctic ice disappearing. Seaports were going to drown, and then the 1970s it turned cold, and mm-hmm. it was the exact opposite. Now we're back in global warming. It's going to kill us all.
Right, and people keep getting funding. So the Guardian did a call out to online readers in the U.S. asking them to reflect on the race so far, and they were met by a barrage of criticism on the tone and substance of the world's most important election, with the two main parties, individual candidates, and the media all coming under heavy fire. The Guardian, this article says that The Guardian asked readers to identify the one issue that affects your life you wish the presidential candidates were discussing more. And resoundingly, the largest group of participants pointed to climate change, end quote. Can you believe that? This is like 1,400 people responded to this call out from all 50 states. And one in five expressed discontent with the silence of the candidates on the subject of global warming. And they noted that the Republican debate was either focused on blatant denial that climate change even exists, or how to unpick Obama's attempts to fight global warming, while on the Democratic side, both Clinton and Sanders raised the issue but rarely pushed it to the top of the political agenda. Can you believe? I mean, these people are, you know, it is amazing to me as a black man in America, who, you know, we I always say this to my friends who want to debate about the things that they're doing versus the things that I face and black people face in this country every day. I said, being white is a perception. Being black is a reality. I mean, it's a reality that you have to deal. You know, these people, they can be whatever. They can be activists for the climate. They can be activists for gays. You know, the bottom line is they can do whatever they want to do and mix and match. But at the end of the day, what are they really about? They have no substance. You know, this climate change thing, you know, it's the flavor of the day. You know, it's like the 60s. It's like Martin Luther King said about his liberal friends in 1963. And he wrote about this in several books. He said, you know, my liberal friends abandoned me when I started talking about equality and blacks going to schools and getting in college and getting contracts and becoming economically competitive. My liberal friends ran away. That's, again, perception. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. And the perception is not based on any reality. And if you look at the U.S. temperature record, we've had a huge decrease in, for example, in the amount of hot weather. We used to have a lot more days over 90 degrees, a lot more days over 100 degrees. The hottest summer in U.S. history was 1936. It was much hotter than anything we've experienced since then. We had the very hot summer in 1954. We had hot summers in 1980 and 1988. But since then, there's been a huge decrease in the amount of 100-degree days in the United States. They're very rare now. In fact, Wisconsin in the 1930s was having temperatures over 110 degrees, and they never get over 100 now. We've also had the last 10 years have been the quietest 10 years in U.S. history for hurricanes. The last 5 years have been unusually quiet for tornadoes. So what is it exactly that these people think they're suffering from? It's not hot. We've actually had a decrease in the amount of cold weather, too. We've had a decrease in hurricanes. We've had a decrease in tornadoes. What is it that they're worried about?
I don't know.
How is it affecting us?
Well, you know, this is the thing that really astonished me, and you and I have talked about this, is that we have less tornadoes and hurricanes touching down on the mainland. I was amazed by that, you know, given the dialogue that we've heard over the last few years from the climate change people. You would think that we had more national disasters. And then the media, you know, they play up, oh, you know, West Virginia is flooding. It's going to wash away. It's going to wash into the ocean. It's going to wash past Virginia into the Chesapeake Bay and out to the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, you know, it's all of this, you know, perception. And I don't know. It's the doom and gloom that really gets me, you know, from time to time.
Yeah, you know, that West Virginia thing's interesting because they had like 6 inches of rain in that recent flood. But the U.S. record for 2-hour precipitation is 14 inches, which occurred in West Virginia in 1943. So they had a much larger rainstorm in 1943 back when carbon dioxide was much lower than it is now. And in fact, if you look at the U.S. Short-term rainfall records, every single one of them was set with carbon dioxide below 350 parts per million. Mm-hmm. So there's no correlation between heavy precipitation and carbon dioxide.
Well, you know, Pew Research did a survey study last year, and they found that 76% of liberal Democrats said that global warming is a very serious problem. That's compared to 14% of conservative Republicans. Now, this year, Pew found that 64% of Democrats believe that global warming was caused by human activity, while only 22% of Republicans agree. This is a drastic difference in priorities. Would you not agree?
Yeah, definitely. It's a political thing. I mean, nobody would believe in global warming if they weren't being told this by the press and by politicians. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in your life that indicates that it's getting warmer. And for most Americans, there's very strong indications that temperatures are getting cooler. I do remember, I think back in 2011, Obama went out on the, out in front of the White House and was sweating profusely and talking about how global warming was going to kill us all. Well, that was really interesting because he waited for, one of the very few hot days that summer, and so I called it an impromptu press conference. And since then, over the last 5 years, Washington, D.C. has had almost no hot days. I spent most of the last 5 years out in the Washington, D.C. area, and we've had very cool summers. And so what happened to that?
Well,
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what happened to it is that it didn't fit their narrative. Barack Obama, you know, and this is my observation. This guy is the lyingest president that we've had. I think all presidents kind of distort the truth, but I've never seen a guy just go out and just blatantly lie like Barack Obama. I mean, he just blatantly, and he admits, hey, yeah, I lied to you. I lied to you about global, Obamacare, because I know that you wouldn't have gone with it if I had told you. Oh, by the way, I lied to you about my position on gay marriage, because I know that you wouldn't have elected me if you knew that I supported gay marriage and homosexuality and all these other immoral acts. I mean, the guy is an incredible, and his approval ratings, it's just amazing to me that Americans are so damn stupid. They're just stupid.
Yeah, do you remember that speech he made in 2008? He put on his fake Southern accent and said, "You go home and tell your buddies, you heard it right here on television, I'm not going to try to take your rifle away." You know, now what's he doing 8 years later? He's talking openly about trying to confiscate rifles.
Well, of course. I mean, but that's Barack insane Obama. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we'll be right back. So hold your horses. We have Steve Goddard with us, and we will continue this discussion. Okay.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Reality Check with Charles Butler. You know, we try to bring you a side of the news that you're not hearing anywhere else, and that you need to hear from us and from the media. You know. As I said, the biggest compliment you can get being a conservative talk show host is to rise to the sphere where you have government attention. However, we're going to deal with that, and keep doing what we're doing here. We have with us Mr. Tony Heller, better known as Steve Goddard, as he talks about climate change, or the climate change deniers and the reality about climate change and manipulation of climate data. You know, I'm looking at Fox News right now, Fox and Friends, and these women in these bikinis. These are full figure women that they have modeling these bikinis. These are not skinny women. I love this. Oh man, this is the Kelly suit. Oh my God. Anyway, getting back to climate change here. We have a few minutes here to kind of summarize. But you understand where we're going. I mean, this is an article that is on the front page of the Guardian, and one that the Guardian feels is so important that you know they put it out here. You know, 8% of the respondents said that they wanted leaders to focus on the foreign policy, while 7% said job security, and. Amongst those who were explicit of the 14,000 respondents, 580 of them said that they were Sanders supporters, while just 53 said they were voting for Clinton, and 81% respondents said they were voting for Trump. Isn't that amazing?
It's not too surprising.
I mean, so all of these morons think that climate change is important. Climate change. We're on. I have this vision, and you and I have talked about this before. But whenever I'm in Chicago and I'm driving down the street, and I see all these damn people on bicycles, it reminds me of China. China was on bicycles for generations, and now Americans are on bicycles, and the Chinese are in cars. And these morons over here are saying, well, we need to just be poor like the poor nations of the world, and we need to compete with the poor workers of the world so we can have jobs, so we can live at a lower lifestyle and a lower standard of living like everyone else. That's what Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders are preaching. How crazy is that?
Well, they preach that right before they hop on their private jets and jets that around the world and put out a massive carbon footprint, right?
Well, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are flying down, I guess, to North Carolina today on Air Force One. The question is the Clinton campaign paying for that? Hello?
No, of course not. Hey, I've got an article here for you from the Brisbane Courier in Australia, dated January 10th, 1871. And the title of the article is Imaginary Changes of Climate. And it says, every season is sure to be extraordinary, almost every month one of the driest or wettest or windiest, coldest or hottest ever known. Mm-hmm. Much observation, which ought to correct a tendency to exaggerate, seems in some minds to have rather a tendency to increase it. So this climate change nonsense has been going on forever. It's not a new thing. People love to talk about the weather, and the climate is constantly changing due to ocean circulation patterns. You go through periods where it gets warmer, you go through periods where it gets colder. People always think that it's something they're doing. In the 16th century, Europeans burned about 15,000 people they accused of being witches who were cooking the weather. People always, they see that the climate's changing, and they always find someone to blame. Right now they blame Republicans, they blame Exxon, they blame climate deniers. But, of course, these same people go right on purchasing, Exxon's products, because if Exxon quit delivering...
And they ride on their Ski-Doos, in Burnham Bay and drive their boats out in Lake Michigan, but these are the same climate change people.
Oh yeah, right. There's a million people say they're going to go to Philadelphia in support of Bernie. How are they getting there? Are they going to ride their bicycles there? Are they going to walk? No, they can drive their cars. They're going to have a massive carbon footprint. It's all just hypocrisy.
Okay. Well, look, man. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. Appreciate you as always.
Yeah. Thanks, Charles.
Okay, Tony. Mr. Tony Heller, folks, you got the real deal here. This is Charles Butler, the Reality Check. We'll be back with the president of the Chicago Police Union, Mr. Dean.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.